Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Tulip Queen Hannah Kendall joins us on today's program to talk about the upcoming coronation ceremony for the Royal Court this Saturday during 4th of July festivities. Hannah, last time we talked, it was a lot about reflection, a lot about the end of your school year. However, since then, you kind of had a couple of events to kind of pick yourself back up. And coming up on the 4th of July, you will be officially crowned the 2020 Tulip Queen. How excited are you to have that opportunity and to be able to showcase what you've worked so hard on for the entire community?
I am personally very excited, not only for myself, but for my court, just to be able to get in front of the community and show like our beautiful costumes and perform our program and just kind of have all the hard work we put in pay off, not only for ourselves, but for everybody around us, to just get that moment of happiness and kind of a normalcy back that we'd usually see. So we're really excited for the opportunity and we just can't wait for next weekend.
And how did you find out that you were going to get that chance? And I imagine the reaction was pretty good for you. Because when you, as I recall, when you got Tulip Queen, you were so excited, you were almost dumbfounded. I imagine maybe not that crazy, but certainly you were pretty excited.
Yeah, so our lovely court moms let us know about getting to be coronated and getting to ride in the parade. And we were all just so excited because we really didn't know what kind of opportunities we'd be getting this summer with everything kind of changing around and, you know, regulations changing. So we were just so excited that we get to put on our costumes again and be together. And, you know, anything we can get at this point, we are just so thankful for. So it was definitely a big, exciting moment for us.
You know, what are the things that you're looking forward to most about being able to perform on stage and really showcase some of that hard work?
So previous to the COVID pandemic, we've only gotten to perform our program in front of an audience one time. So we practice every week for months leading up to memorize that program. And the theme for Tulip Time was preserving our past, focused on our future. So that's really what our program is about, talking about Pella's past and how Tulip Time really developed. And you can learn a lot of interesting facts about that. And we just have so much fun on stage together, getting to do some of the little things that, you know, make us laugh, but also getting to share so much about our beautiful towns. So it's just a great time together. And I wouldn't do it with any other girls. It's just amazing.
Well, and this group and you got to bond, I thought, in a very unique way. And you still did get to do some activities together throughout the spring during a lot of the closures. For our listeners who aren't familiar, what are some of the things that your group were able to do to either outreach the community or support the community, or at the very least, have chances to be together as five girls again?
So one thing that we got to do for the community is we went to the historical village and picked out some tulips and hand delivered them to a lot of members of the historical society that maybe haven't been able to get out of their house due to COVID. So that was really fun. We got to sing some songs, talk to people, introduce ourselves, and just, you know, have a good time together. And besides that, we've been spending a lot of time together. We got together to make our like care packages for the Orange City girls, and that was really fun. We also just during Tulip Time got to have a little parade uptown that was kind of mostly for ourselves, kind of a little secret that we got to have, but we just like to spend time together. We like to go grab lunch, just anything we can do together. But I think one of the biggest things we got to do was definitely go deliver those flowers. That was such a blast, and it was awesome to be able to bring some smiles to community members' faces.
Well, and for you personally, too, and the Pella and Pella Christian girls on the court both had a chance to actually have a somewhat normal commencement event at Central College just a week ago now. And as part of that, Hannah, you were selected as one of the class speakers, which I imagine is a huge honor. What did it mean for you to be able to have that ceremony and to be able to really celebrate this past weekend, the class of 2020, especially with everything this group had to go through?
For me, it was kind of that sense of final closure, because I've been out of high school officially for about a month, but having that ceremony was finally getting to breathe and know that I'm moving on with my life in a positive way. And in my speech, I said, I've never been more proud to be part of the class of 2020. And I completely stand by that. Everybody has just been through so much together and they've been so strong. And I'm just so proud of everybody, but it meant a lot to get to actually walk across the stage in front of my family and get my diploma, because that's the moment we've kind of been dreaming about for 13 years.
Once again, that was 2020 Pella Tulip Queen, Hannah Kendall. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.